We love you, dear family, and are praying for you each day. Lord, so much turbulence, Mother Claire cried out. It is the state of the world, beloved. Please be advised, it is accelerating, moving towards its climax. Putin has indeed been taken over by evil spirits. This had to happen to bring things to a head. Comfort my heart, precious wife. Comfort my heart. Lord, how do I comfort you? Sing to me without worrying about mistakes. Sing to me from the heart. Always the heart. It's all that matters. You have a unique ability to calm my tortured soul. Please use it. I am in much pain. You don't need to be told what to use. It comes to you naturally through my angels, reverberations from heaven, selected strains of music just intended for you. Oh, I am so serious about this, my love. Please help me to clear the decks and stay centered in obedience. You have many against you, but more who are for you. Press in. I am with you and will draw great pleasure from even your weakest efforts. You will not understand until heaven the impact you have had on me. How I love to see you operating in sheer faith without the benefit of seeing results. All of you, my beloved ones, bring me great comfort through your blind obedience. Do not be concerned about who responds to your efforts. Only be concerned about your wholehearted obedience to me. That is what counts the most. Many are derailed from their desire of holiness because they were too caught up in seeing everyone respond to their gift. When you are motivated by this thinking, Satan has a hook in your jaw. I am teaching you to do without the feedback. I am teaching you purity of motive, which is so precious in this corrupted world. Operating from this place ensures longevity and faithfulness. You do not move for men, you move only for me. If only this had been taught when artists and evangelists were setting out on their journey with the gifts I gave them and they cultivated. If only they had learned to please my heart alone. What glory they would have in heaven. And indeed, some have survived that trap. Compromise is the watchword. Oh, how I love pure souls, uncorrupted by money and fame. Jesus, what can I do? You are doing it. Just remember, not all are who they appear to be, but there is hope. Patience is key. I will form them. You are my helper, setting before them all that I ask of you. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and may we continue to be molded like clay in our Master's hands.